Hello and welcome to this episode of FPL at Seb. Today I'm going to be going through a draft that includes a lot of premiums. It has Haaland, Watkins and Salah and Saka and Saliba in this draft, but that could also be Guardiola or Gabriel if you'd rather I just put him in because he's a 6 million defender. Doesn't have any in the money in the bank, unfortunately, which I'm not that keen on, but I wouldn't even go with this draft anyway because it's got too many like compromises to be able to get all of those premiums in. So let's start off with the goalkeepers. I've got the same two goalkeepers as in my actual draft in this team, Flecken and the backup Brentford keeper. Because of how much you spend on them, and especially in this draft, because you need all those premiums, you just need to save as much money as possible, and that means you're only spending 8.5 on keepers in total on this, which makes it very good, I guess, and makes it easier and generally can give you a better team. You'll always have a playing keeper, even if they don't have the best fixture. So, yeah. Then we move on to defence. First up, I have Konsa. Because he's only 4.5 million, and he's an Aston Villa defender. And, I mean, a lot of people have been talking about how good a value he is this season. Because he's just a good, very good player at 4.5 million. So, Konsa's in there. And then, obviously, I've talked about it before, Saliba. So, he could be at that 6 million price point, any 6 million defender. So, that is Saliba, Gabriel, Guardiol, Saliba, Guardiol, Virgil van Dijk, although he's not as good an option. So that's that position. And then why I've put Saliba in this one over the others, because I think he is the best of the 6 million defenders, although I have changed in my actual team since I last since the last podcast. I do have Guardiola in now as well, but I will at some point do a podcast to re-updating my current draft, because it hasn't changed too much, but it also at the same time has changed. So, and then I have Dan Burn, who 4.5 million also again is just incredibly good value that I just couldn't just leave. And because you need to go cheap, you can't have like you can only really have one. As I'm doing this for loads of premiums, like the players that you really want to have all of them, that means I have to have Saliba, one of them, which means also I have to go like cheap in defence, so I can't have some like 5 million, 5.5 millions. So Burn is in there. And then I have Barco and Harwood Bellis as my other two defenders as the best 4 million options by far. There's not really any other really good. I mean, there's going to be some other playing 4 million defenders, but they are by far the best 4 million defenders that you can get. So that's my goalkeepers in defence, where most of the budget is. So now I'm going to move on to the midfield. So in midfield, to start with, I'm reading it in the order, is the super budget, let's say. I've got two budget midfields in this, but this is a super budget. Harry Winks, 4.5 million and will be getting game time. So in the super premium draft, you need Harry Winks. Harry Winks, he has gone through quite a few clubs, and he's playing for Leicester and 4.5 million, which makes him the best option at that price area, which in a draft with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I think, premiums, you kind of need to have a 4.5 million midfielder. And then it is Nkunku, who has been really good for Chelsea in pre-season and is 4.6.5 million and a midfielder, so he doesn't have to use one of the forward spots up, which is just too good to be true, really, for Nkunku. He's in my main draft as well, and I think he's going to be like the most highly owned player or something. I mean, he is... I think that's 17, only 17% of teams own him at the moment. But I think as the season goes on, he is going to be owned by a lot more people. Right, next up, it is Mo Salah. I went for Mo Salah as one of the premiums in this team because I was trying to, like, get the most expensive one so you can, like, choose as well. So instead of Salah, if you wanted, you could have Son. And also because Salah hasn't had international football over the summer, so he's had the whole summer off. And he's playing Ipswich first, which is really good. So he's going to be very key. And then Saka as the other premium midfielder, because Saka, he, unlike Foden for Man City, who, although they played the same amount of time really at the Euros, Saka is more key to Arsenal than Foden is to Man City, which means that Arsenal are going to want Saka for the first fixture, whereas Foden and Man City, Pep's not going to be as rushing to get him back into the team because Grealish, who is actually currently in my current draft because he's been playing really well in pre-season, could easily play there instead, which means that Foden gets more of a break, which makes him happier and plays better, which, yeah, I guess so. And also, just because he's not as essential, so Saka will probably play, and he is Arsenal's main man, and Arsenal are one of the best teams in the Premier League. Right, next up is Morgan Rodgers from Aston Villa, because he's 5 million and playing most games and returning, playing really well in pre-season, and he is only 5 million, which makes him really an obvious pick in my opinion. So then the forwards, it is Muniz from Fulham. Now, he's really the most expensive of the budget players, I guess, because the 4.5, there's not really any good 4.5 million forwards. So I thought if I put the budget in the defence and the midfield in this draft, then I can have a mid budget, like 6 million Muniz, who is the best 6 million forward. He was scoring points like a premium forward at the end of last season. And then it is Ollie Watkins at 9 million because I'm just like spreading the premiums around. So two midfield premiums, two forward premiums. Also because that's just... These are probably going to be the four most popular premiums, but then Palmer's 50% selected and he's not in this team, so I guess you could get Palmer in instead of like Salah or Saka, for example. So Watkins, yeah, scored more points than Haaland last season, playing pretty well in pre-season, I think. Haven't been like watching the games, but like following it a bit. So not much, but like paying a bit of attention to the players that I'm interested in. See if they're starting, see if they're playing well. So I think Watkins is doing okay. And he's 9 million, which I still think is good value. Although he isn't in my actual draft at the moment because I think I had to go down to Isak 0.5 because I actually think Isak will have a better start to the season and it gives me some money in the bank to start with, which is nice. So, yeah, Watkins, incredible value, and yeah, he's a premium in this premium-filled team. Right, then it is Erling Haaland for 15 million. I kind of couldn't do a premium draft without Erling Haaland, but if I did, it would be a lot more like I wouldn't have to have 2-4 million defenders and I could have a better midfielder than Harry Winks. And I could upgrade one of my keepers. But Haaland, he scored a hat-trick against Chelsea, who is his first fixture just in pre-season. And he has, like, scored, on average, more than a goal a game in pre-season so far. And he's had the whole summer off. Pep did say he has a few little muscular injuries, not, like, big ones, but, like, not... They don't want to, like, make them worse. So, what this Community Shield will be key for Haaland in FPL, because if Haaland is injured, then obviously it, like, completely changes, like, what's he selected by? It completely changes 40% of people's teams in the game. Because 15 million, like, the next most expensive forward is 9 million. That's a whole 6 million. That means that's, like, you can have an extra Guardiola in your team with that, which is, like, insane. So, yeah. I mean, it would be easier to pick a team if Haaland was injured, but at the same time, I kind of hope he's not, because then at his price tag, he's really expensive, so not as many people are going to pick him, so I might be able to get some more points. So, yeah, maybe... Hopefully he's not injured. So, yeah. That is that draft in total. So, the premiums are Haaland, Watkins, Salah and Saka. And then Saliba in defence. If I were to not have Haaland and then have, like, let's say... Son instead in midfield, I would upgrade Winks definitely to, like, Gordon, yeah, and then maybe upgrade Barco to Matson, maybe from Villa, to have two Villa defenders, but I don't know if I want two Villa defenders, maybe Guardiola. So yeah, the Haaland is quite difficult this season, but I think it's really hard to go without him, because although his ownership isn't like 90% like it was last season, 40% if he goes big will still hurt a lot. So I'm still finding it hard to not go without him. So that is that draft, and I think the next draft I will do will be a draft with no Haaland and Salah. So stay tuned and you'll be able to see what that draft looks like. And don't forget to join the FPL Seb Mini League. The code is in the description.